I'm watched. There's a streetlight near my parents' store, and I hear the click, a shutter snapping as I round the corner. My gaze swivels up, but there's nothing. Just a wide-eyed orb, a lamp, ticking, the dim sky floating behind. I shiver, tell myself it's all in my head. Nothing. Click. Click. Hunching my shoulders, I hurry down 37th Avenue, the sweat warm against my sweatshirt hood. Past the thin shed of a shop with glittery bangles and cheap plastic frogs swimming in plastic tubs. Past Mr. Rahman's table of beads hung on metal hooks, folded prayer rugs, and little engraved Qurans. He, along with the other uncles who stand on the street, scans me, disapproving. They know. I'm up to no good. I'm not working in my parents' little store, as I should be. I did spend most of the afternoon there, my stepmother hovering by the cash register, pretending to tally the day's earnings. But really, she was grazing me like a worried searchlight, her pencil tapping the side of the register. I know that look. I see you. Usually when it isn't busy in the store and I finish tying up the old newspapers and moving around the milk cartons, I sit on a crate in the back next to the humming refrigerator, textbook balanced on my knees. But today, it was hard to focus. My brain danced. I got antsy, thinking of where I'd rather be. The store was quiet. Only one customer, a Deshi guy, tweed jacket, jeans, blowing on his Starbucks coffee. He comes in a lot. "You have post-its?" he asked. My stepmother shook her head. Disappointed, he bought some Tic Tacs. Then my phone vibrated against my thigh. I always keep it on silent when I'm in my parents' store. "Meet me at the mall, 4:30, Ibrahim texted. "Urgent." It's always urgent with Ibrahim. Slamming the book shut, I jerked up from the crate. My concentration was shot. Whenever I hear from Ibrahim, it's like a bowling ball cracking into the pins in my head, all my thoughts toppling over. There's no hope of picking my way through pre-cal equations. "Hey, Ma," I said this shyly, the way it always is between us. "I gotta go. Anything more you need?" She glanced at me, alarmed. The eraser on her pencil did a little bob. "What about studying?" "That's what I'm going to do," I lied. "Meet a friend. We've got pre-cal finals coming up." Here, her expression went sad, wistful.
"Calculus. Yes," she sighed. "When I was in high school, I am getting 85 in this subject."
I feel bad for Amma. I call her Amma, as if she is my own mother, not my stepmom. She's always speaking English with me, not Bangla, trying to show how she was almost like an American-born, going all the way through 12th grade, until her parents arranged a marriage to my father. I knew Amma just wanted me to keep her company, but I couldn't help myself. I needed to get out of that little gloomy corner, everything so dusty and sad. Even the lottery ticket flyer, the only reason folks come in here, is peeling off the wall. The boxes of sugar cubes that have sat on the shelf since the store opened up. "Abba, who buy sugar cubes?" I want to shout. He's lost track of what they're doing with this place. It kills me, seeing all the customers hurry into the store across the street. The one that has the fresh new awning and fancy lettering, plastic chairs outside, and is always changing its stock, offering discounts. Or their friends who have gotten together and opened a food mart with huge fish tanks and a halal butcher.
"They have capital," my stepmother sighs. "We have nothing."
"Wait, I am showing you my outfit?" I shot her a puzzled look.
"For graduation."
I shook my head. "Ma, it's 6 weeks away."
"No matter. Shop is having sale."
She bustled to the back of the store, where she'd hung a shalwar kameez on a hook on the back of the door, then brought it to the front, spreading the rustling plastic across the counter.
"See?" she said proudly. I even have it dry cleaned, so it is all ready."
This made me sad and angry too. Amma saved every bit of extra money, 50 cents here, a dollar from the groceries, stowing it in her empty tin of Darjeeling tea leaves. The outfit was beautiful. Sea green with blue beads dangling from the yoke like ice drops. But half the reason she was making such a big deal over this was because of me, and half because of her. All she gave up to marry my father.
"That's really nice, Ma. And your father? He is inviting many people to celebrate."